This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on April Fool's Day on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings. Unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together. It's Monday night, so we'll spend it playing Monday Night Trivia. We got a straggler, and you've had over a week to think about, exactly a week to think about it, actually. And we'll give you that in a moment. And we also have bumper stumpers and a theme. All of them are hits. Well, not necessarily the song, but the artists all have had hits, we'll say that. And they all have something in common tonight. So what would that be? All right, now, if you don't know my question, which I'll reveal in a moment again, if you don't remember it from last week, and you don't know any of the bumper stumpers, which, of course, you haven't heard any of those yet, then you can have your own category, and sky's the limit on that because everybody knows something about something. Yeah, so whatever it is in which you excel, pick it as a category, we'll find a question, and you win. The prizes aren't worth having. They take forever to get to you. They're not worth the postage. You're doing this mostly for the fun, but eventually you get a certificate and something you don't want, like a tabloid or a DVD or a CD or something like that, for each win, actually. Most people just collect the certificates because they do very well with insulation, I've been told. So on that note, our question from last week. 30 years ago, a beer brewing company paid well over $100,000 to see if it was possible to do this. Obviously with beer. Do what? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. So Barry is in New Hampshire. And oh, you know, normally Barry is our idiot savant for all things Beatles. But he's changing it up again tonight. And I like that. I like that. Stepping out on a limb and going for charts. So Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how was your Easter?
Here, working. How was yours?
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, good. Good. And this is Easter Monday, celebrated by many companies, which I found interesting. They gave people the day off, and I really didn't understand that because I would have figured they'd have given off Good Friday. But apparently, no. With many companies, it was Easter Monday.
I never heard of that.
Huh? Neither had I. But it was one of the holidays on Carol's list, and I looked it up, and sure enough, yep, it's a holiday. Unofficial, of course, but several people didn't have to work. So, we're going to do charts tonight, are we?
We are.
And we're going to do the week ending April 2nd, 1966. So, no, 69. You did want 66. It does say 66. My God, you were in grade, you were in grade school, for God's sakes. All right.
I was 10 years old.
Yeah. Well, of course, you know, you can't leave your room at night, so what else to do besides listen to the top 40 radio station, so why not? All right. Number one, The Ballad of the Green Berets.
Sergeant Barry Sadler.
Number two, 19th Nervous Breakdown.
Rolling Stones.
Yes, number three, You're My Soul and Inspiration.
Righteous Brothers.
Yes, number four, Daydream.
Loving Spoonful.
Five, Homeward Bound.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Six, Nowhere Man.
Beatles.
Seven, California Dreamin'.
Mamas and the Papas.
Eight, These Boots Are Made for Walkin'.
Nancy Sinatra.
Nine, Bang Bang.
Cher.
Yep. Ten, Sure Gonna Miss Her.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
You would be absolutely right. All right, you got all 10. So with that in mind, let's see how far you go. Number 11, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
B.J. Thomas.
Yeah, number 12, Love Makes the World Go Round.
Well, this is where you probably get me.
Oh, man, it's the first one on the list that I really like. Well, that's all right. You struck out on Dion Jackson, but so would most people, I do think. In any event, you are a winner. You aced the top 10. Excellent. I'm impressed.
Great. Can you play I'd Rather Go Blind?
Ah, well, not tonight, but let me write it down. Hopefully I can play it tomorrow night, because we have full shows all this week long, so why not play request? Okay, Rather Go Blind. You betcha. All right, well, hold on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right, so Barry kicks it off by acing charts. See how easy that was? All right, so we'll put Barry on hold and not lose him. And all right, I'd rather go blind and also mention Barry, because very often I write down your request and then I don't write down who requests it. And unless Carol saves me, I'm in trouble. All right, well, that could be said about so many things. 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. All right, we've got Tim in Shreveport. How's it going, Tim? Tim.
Oh, I'm doing good. Raleigh, how about yourself?
All right. Yeah, a little slow on the uptake there. That's okay. We're glad to have you. And you, as usual, want AM trivia.
And I'm 56 years old. You kind of asked how old I was last week.
All right. So then we can't ask you. We have to ask you things that you would have only read about, not necessarily things that you would know. So we'll stick to things that were big news. Now, we've talked a lot about WTIX, and actually the idea for the name Top 40 came because they were wanting to best a station that was playing the Top 20. Of course, you know all about that. That's New Orleans radio history. But WTIX was the second station that Todd Storrs bought, and actually the 1450 he bought in 1953. After that, he bought another station, which became known for their call letters as World's Happiest Broadcasters. Who were they? Where were they?
Oh, WHB.
And where are they?
And that was in St. Louis.
No. The last station he bought was in St. Louis, but yes, Kansas City.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah, I guess we'll add to your stash for that.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal. Thanks. Talk to you next week. Hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right. So, yes, WHB was the world's happiest broadcasters, and there were many who felt that Top 40 was really refined there, but that's a fight. You can pick any one of the store stations just about in the early ones and make that argument. Whether it was KOWH, which they were playing the news over and over. That was the first repetition they got. And then WTIX, of course, and WHB. And after that, they bought Ouija in not the best signal in the world in Minneapolis. And then WQAM, both of those were in 56. And then Coma, I believe they bought in 58. And the last one was KXOK in St. Louis in 1960. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And Dawn wants to take a guess at our trivia question. So, Dawn in Buffalo Grove, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How you doing? All okay, right. I hope.
Yes, and you, Dawn? How about you?
Yes, pretty good. Thank you.
I'll take it. So, what do you think?
I'll get cars to run on beer. In place of gasoline.
I love that answer. It's not right, but these days it certainly would be cheaper, wouldn't it?
Yes.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Good
Have
deal.
A good evening.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
So spent over $100,000 trying to see if beer could do this. All right. Yeah, I guess that would be the way to phrase it. That's the way they phrased it. And, yeah. So, I tell you, I guess they had money to burn, this particular beer company. I don't know. It sure sounds like it to me. So we're going to move over to Movie Land and Lisa in Dundee, 1950s movie. How's it going, Lisa?
Good. I finally got home from the hospital Saturday.
Good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling much better.
Yay.
But you know what took, you know, of course, guess what I picked up while I was in the hospital?
Oh, no, no hospital-borne infection. Don't even tell me. No, yes. No, you did not pick up COVID,
small,
did you?
A small one. You know, I was supposed to go home in, you know, 24, 48 hours, and then they came in, and all of a sudden I'm hooked up to the, you know, super strong antibiotic. So it took a few more days, but I'll tell you, I feel better now than I have in a long time.
Well,
that part's good.
Yeah, that's worth it right there. But yeah. let me ask you, because hospital-borne infections are interesting. One of the studies they've been doing recently is they've realized that semi-private rooms are a big, big problem. So were you in a private room?
I was.
And you were? And you still picked up something?
Yeah, you know, of course they said, well, we don't know if you brought it in. Well, I know I didn't bring it in. But here's the thing. Even though I had an IV, they had to stick me probably 20 times.
Oh, God.
Without going through the IV. So at any one of those, it could have gone through when they did that. It was very low on the scale, but they still have to check it out, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
I'm completely bruised up and down my arms and my stomach.
I hate that when they, your veins kind of just move away, and meanwhile you become the human pincushion.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And I guess I don't understand what the whole, I mean, they did use the IV for certain things.
Yeah.
But not, I guess I thought it was to draw blood, but I guess not necessarily.
Well, no, if they're not drawing blood, if they're leaving the line in there, that's so they can deliver drugs if they need to. And they probably do that, like you say, you pick up a little infection and all that. They don't want to have to set it up then. You're good to go. They just have to put something down the line.
Exactly.
Even so. Oh, man.
Yeah, even so. Exactly.
Well, hopefully that's the end of it and there's nothing to follow.
Funny though, I'll tell you this really quick. Even though I know it's Monday, you know, I'm all set to go home on Friday, and the one doctor that was helping treat me comes in and terrible look on his face, you know, and he hands me my latest EKG, and it says at the top something about total heart failure, or total heart blockage, or something like that.
What?
And it made me so upset. And he said, you know, we're going to have this checked out before we can send you home. And
what?
And then of course he checked with the heart specialist, and they said, no, just error. And I'm thinking to myself, couldn't he have checked with that guy first before throwing me into a complete tizzy?
Exactly. You know? Well,
my dad had heart problems, so.
Yeah, but they didn't overnight crop up in total heart failure. You would have had symptoms leading up.
No, my other EKG was fine.
Yeah, right. You know, there's a lot of things that come on quickly, you know, like gangrene or something. But heart failure usually is progressive. It's not, I'm fine one day, the EKG looks great, tomorrow, oops, total failure. No.
And, you know, because I had the water on my in and around my lungs, they checked with a heart specialist, but that guy checked off my case right away. We don't need to be part of this.
Right, because there was nothing there. Yeah.
Something about total. I don't know how that happened. I didn't care at that point. I just wanted. Well, so I went home the next day. But
it might have been the wrong person.
I don't know.
I don't either. But yeah, I guess bedside manner 101. He failed.
Yeah, he walks in and I could just tell it was bad news. And you know, I've been getting it all week. On the one hand, you can go home. On the other hand, you can't. You know, we have to do this. Then we have to do that. It's like the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing.
Oh, man. Man, I'm
absolutely crazy.
You'd have an easier time in prison. This is just horrible.
I think so. I know. But sometimes it's the only option we have is to go in. But
well, yeah, no,
I don't really want to. But
Right. No, I'm not claiming that everybody should do it at home by any means.
No.
In fact, very often the biggest problems are because people waited. And I understand.
But you're right. It is a practice. It's they don't know what it, they still don't know what it is. What's causing my breathing, my oxygen to go up and down like that?
Yeah.
So they're just trying to rule out all sorts of things. you know.
Oh, believe me, I relate. yes, being the autoimmune queen, the latest is I attack my gums. So spent today with Dennis going, could be Sjögren syndrome. I said, no, it's not that really. And so, well, you kind of test borderline positive. I said, yes, for everything on the chart. So, it's like, where did this come from? But so
it's
I relate.
It's aggravating. Some people are so healthy and it doesn't matter if you're heavy or thin or whatever. Some people don't get this crap and other people do.
Yeah, everybody gets something. If it's not physical, it's something else. You just kind of have to go with what life throws at you and say the hell with it.
Yeah, right.
So, we're going to do...
All right, so hopefully I'll win a little trivia and I'll be happy.
You will.
All right.
1956 movie.
Yes.
Somebody Up There Likes Me.
Uh-huh, that's a boxing movie.
Yes, and whose life was it based upon?
Oh,
you know this.
I don't know.
They were originally going to have James Dean do it, but he was killed before the film started. Then they were offering it to Paul Newman as one of the first starring roles that he had. I don't know if he got it or not, because it was also one of the first films that Steve McQueen appeared in.
And it's not a Rocky somebody, is it?
Yes, yes, like of course it's a Rocky somebody. It's a real Rocky somebody.
Rocky Graziano?
And we have a winner. All right. Absolutely right.
Yay.
All right. Good deal.
All that medicine helped.
That's right. See, so something good came of it already. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. Stay right where you are. And there you have it. So Lisa is a winner. She's a winner because she's home and alive. All right. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. We'll get to a Mike in Clearwater, Florida, who's got a guess on our beer. Fran in Austin wants 1965 lyrics. Ruth and Gurney, Francis Scott Key trivia. Well, I guess better than bridge trivia. We'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? That's our first bumper stumper. I don't expect you to get the theme yet, but I should get the artist. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. We've got our straggler question. 30 years ago, a beer brewing company paid well over $100,000 to see if it was possible to do this. Do what? All right, and of course you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that, and we'll prove it with Fran and her lyrics and Ruth and her Francis Scott Key trivia, but Mike in Clearwater wants to guess on our trivia question. So what do you think, Mike?
Okay, I want to think maybe freeze-dry it or make it in powdered form.
Oh, my God, neither of those. Any other choices?
No, I thought I had it.
Well, sorry about that.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfectly fine guess. The only thing wrong with it, of course, is it's just not right. But yeah, spent over $100,000 to do this. And obviously they didn't run it by any board of directors or anybody with fiduciary responsibility or anybody in their right mind. All right, Fran in Austin. Fran, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Getting me an operation there, huh?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'm doing okay.
Well, good, good. And you want 1965 lyrics, and of course you know them all.
Yes.
All right.
We'll see.
1965.
With hopeful heart, I waited for your knock on the door. I waited, but you must have lost your way.
Oh.
I know you know this.
Okay. Do I have to get myself ready to kick myself?
Well, we'll give you a couple lyrics or part of a couple lyrics before it. Was when you called me and said you were coming back to stay. With hopeful heart, I waited for your knock at the door. I waited, but you must have lost your way.
Your way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I've got... Because that's what follows it. Yes, I've got...
I'm lost.
Okay. Well, it was heartache number three that was when you called me. Does that help? Heartache number three was when you called me. You said you were coming back to stay. With hopeful heart, I waited for your knock at the door. I waited, but you must have lost the way.
God,
yes,
so
I've got...
familiar. Oh, you're... driving me nuts.
Oh, man.
All right. Go ahead.
But I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score. Oh, every day you score. Love me less, each day I love you more.
Each day I love you more.
Yes.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, man.
Good luck next week.
Yes, and I'll look forward to it. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Raleigh.
All right. Bye. Yeah. So I'm surprised. Yeah. But, you know, I probably couldn't do it either when somebody gave me just the words. When I'm looking at the whole song, it's, of course, I've got RX by the number. All right. So with that in mind, let's see what we can do with Ruth in Gurney. So hello, Ruth. How's it going?
Hi. Good evening. This is James. I want to mention to you this important thing. You are ironically... did Ray Charles last week
yes.
for a request of a song?
Yes, I gave you your Hallelujah.
I thought this is so interesting because a couple of months ago I had a mass at St. Raphael the Archangel for the blind people at your show, but they put in WGN listeners, and I thought that is really incredible that you would have requested out of all those artists. Ray Charles.
Uh-huh.
I think that's an incredible connection. Ralph Waldo Emerson says there are no coincidences. Now, on your first bumper,
uh-huh.
the theme, could yeah. it be Blessings?
No.
Okay. All right. And let's go with that trivia.
Okay.
I tried to get St. Jude today to order something, and they weren't answering the phone in Baltimore, Maryland.
Well, maybe
they must be very busy.
Or they're celebrating
okay,
Easter Monday. All right, so here we go.
Pardon?
I say, or they're celebrating Easter Monday.
Oh, I got
Monday.
A birthday coming up next week.
Oh, yeah?
On the 8th.
On the 8th. All right. Well, happy
4/8. And I like that there are no coincidences, the year 1948,
okay.
April 8th. Okay, so go on this trivia.
All righty then. Well, as you know, he wrote the Star Spangled Banner, but of course he didn't title it the Star Spangled Banner. In fact, when he scrawled his lyrics on the back of a letter on the morning of September 14th, he didn't give him any title. And what happened within a week, the verses were printed in Baltimore newspapers and on broadsides, and they were called, and I guess it was the newspapers that named it this something that wasn't the Star Spangled Banner. But 2 months later, the patriotic song became a music sheet. A Baltimore music store printed the song and the lyrics on a music sheet, and they titled it the Star Spangled Banner. But when the newspapers were looking for a title, what was it called for those 2 months?
Wow, never heard of this before. So interesting. This is going to be a wonderful history note that you picked that as the question. I don't remember ever hearing it ever before that it had a different name in the very beginning.
Yes, Defense of Fort McHenry.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I've never heard that before. That would have been nice that the history teachers would have put that point out there for a long, long time, but we're learning it now.
Well, isn't that usually the way?
You?
You know, history could be so interesting, but they never told us the good stuff.
Uh-huh. Now we're learning it.
All right. Thanks.
God bless you.
Appreciate it, Ruth.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Next Monday will be the eclipse.
Yes, it
and
will.
And I am not going to request the Eclipse, whatever that new modern song was, Total Eclipse. I'm not going to request that.
Good.
You wouldn't have played it
anyway.
You're right.
Bonnie Tyler would not have done it.
I wondered about this. I never liked the Beatles. I wasn't a fan, or Elvis Presley, and I didn't pay attention to their music. So I was quite surprised to hear a song from 1981 by John Lennon. It's almost like starting over again.
Mm-hmm.
I'll request that. I don't know. I've never heard you do Beatles.
Yeah, I doubt I'll play it. But we'll do something. Now, Monday is actually going to be a very abbreviated show because of March Madness. So we'll probably only get about a half hour in anyway. But we'll play something during the week for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593. But Cindy in Norwich has a guess on our bumper. So firstly, what's the latest in house sale?
Well, yeah, it's sold, but the only disappointment is it sold a lot for a lot less, and I guess, I don't know, I'm just going to get less condo then, or have less money left, but maybe it'll work out where I could get a lower price, too.
Well, but at least it's sold, and you'll be out from under, and you'll be on to your new life.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it doesn't have a garage, you know, so I guess somebody bought it.
Well, good.
But anyhow, I wanted to guess, is it the association?
Mm-mm. No, I played no association.
Oh, okay. And then today, I'm just really tired. I don't have any requests. I had a sick migraine yesterday. I have pills for that. It took it all away within an hour.
Well, good.
And then went for a massage in the mall for my neck. And
nice.
Oh, and I had my mammogram today, and they don't give you, like, a month and a half to give you your results anymore.
Yeah,
because they have more staffing. And my birthday is April 10th, and I'm turning the big 62.
Oh, a young lady. All right, good deal. Well,
okay,
excellent.
Well,
all right.
Hopefully you're doing better with your sleep patterns. What's going on with that?
You don't want to know. And like I say, so now I've done another autoimmune thing where I'm attacking my gums. So we'll see. It's always something. So anyway,
right,
we will talk to you soon. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so yeah, who the hell attacks their gums? I mean, it's got to be out there. All right, so, but why should I not be surprised? Because the first thing they said is, well, we can give you steroids. I said, I'm sure you can. Let's try plan B. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll get to charts with Jake and Skokie. All right, December of 65. And we got plenty of room for you, too. And we've got our question, our beer question. Yeah, they spent over $100,000 researching this to see if beer could do this. What were they trying to do? All right. And God only knows why. But as far as that goes. And oh, by the way, I'm not sure how it came out. You know, there's been no big news release on that. But right now, speaking of big news release, there's always some emergency out there. And, you know, an emergency happens. You reach for a flashlight. You reach for radios. And, of course, usually the batteries are dead on both. Well, that's why you need the CC Radio Solar, which is just a terrific emergency radio. And, you know, you'd never even know it was an emergency radio unless you turned it over and saw that there was a little hand crank if you want to use it. This is a radio that will work no matter what. And what I mean by that is it's solar powered, hence the CC Radio Solar. Put it in a windowsill for half a day. It's going to play for a long time. And it'll work on the batteries that they've got in it. You know, the rechargeables. They've got lithium ion rechargeables. When it's fully charged, it'll do very well. But by the way, there's an optional AC power adapter. You'd have to buy that separately, but you could if you want to use that as well. But all else fails, put 3 AA alkaline batteries in it, and it'll you know, work for about 50 hours. Now, the nice thing about this is not only is there a flashlight, so you've got an LED light, you can see something, and not only will it work no matter what, But it's really adaptable in that, of course, it's AM and it's FM. And you know, if Bob Crane designed it, it has terrific reception, period. And it does. It's got the weather band and a weather alert, and that's all really nice. But, you know, let's say you're traveling. It makes a great travel radio, too. You can tune in 1 kilohertz increments. You can tune in 9 kilohertz increments or 10. Now, 1 kilohertz, if you're going to be fine-tuning, that's really nice. It is a digital deal, but, you know, you can go 1 kilohertz increments, really fine tune in there. But the reason you care about 9 and 10 is because when you're not in North America, U.S. and Canada, and I guess Mexico too, actually, most AM, for instance, is all 9 kilohertz separation, meaning you'd have a station at 540 and another at 549 and then 558 and so on. And of course, if you just have a U.S. radio with 10 kilohertz spacing, you know, you got a chance of hearing 540, and after that, it's over. Well, this is so versatile, no matter where you're going, it's going to work. Not only that, yeah, but wait, there's more, as they say. And that is, it'll charge your cell phone battery. Now, you're never going to use this for regular occurrences ever, ever, ever. But if you're in a bind, there's no power, everything's down, you got no battery in your phone, assuming you've got this radio up to 50% power, and again, you got a lot of ways to do that, then it will power your cell phone. And again, won't get it to perfect level, but enough to make those emergency calls. So, like I say, it's not going to be your day-to-day charger, but it may be your lifesaver. So that's the CC Radio Solar. And this week, if you purchase the solar, it's $10 off, which is really nice. And it's under $100 to begin with. It's $99.99. $10 off makes it $89.99 and a deal. So if you're thinking about it, this is the week to order it. The CC Radio Solar. Go to ccradio.com. Read all about the CC Solar. I think you'll be as impressed as I am. ccradio.com. But if you can't go online, they'll take your order over the phone. They'll answer all your questions. They'll send you out a hard copy on the catalog if you want. And they're there all the time. Best customer service in the world. 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE or ccradio.com. The Sea Crane Company. You look at the CC Solar, Radio Solar. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, who is that? And you know, too. I know you're saying, oh, no, I don't. But, oh, yes, you do. So, who is that? And what's that in common with the first song we played? And, yes, there is a connection. Tenuous though it is, there is a connection. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Ron is in Merrillville, Indiana. What's going on tonight, Ron?
How you doing, Raleigh? It's a pleasure talking to you again.
Yes, thanks for calling.
Well, I appreciate listening to you folks. And several weeks ago, you were talking about radio broadcasting rating systems, and then I called you and told you I had a letter from an organization called Nielsen, and you said, send it back. Send back the questionnaire.
Yes.
And let you know what happened. Well, Saturday I got a letter back from Nielsen with a $10 bill in it. So thank you very much for your help, et cetera, et cetera. It was a very nice, polite letter with a $10 bill.
Excellent. Now, did they want you to fill out any surveys or anything?
They didn't say anything more about a survey. Good. It was just a one-paragraph thank you letter.
Very nice.
I did some research after I talked with you about radio stations in the United States and TV stations and mm-hmm. the media in general.
Mm-hmm.
And it astonished me to find out that 80% to 85% of all media outlets, newspapers, radio, television, are controlled by 12 large corporations in America.
That's fairly new. Interestingly, there used to be a lot more diversity because FCC regulations mandated it. In fact, one of the problems in the 50s that was big with radio is because back then, remember, when television really got geared up, it seemed at first that radio was worthless. And so you had a lot of stations that were selling very cheaply and changing hands. Well, you had a lot of people who would do a pump and dump. You know, they'd buy something, they'd kind of inflate it, and they'd sell it quickly. And Robert W. Rounsville and the Tedesco brothers, people like that, all would do this pumping up. Well, so when they changed a lot of rules for a lot of reasons in 1961, they said, well, we're going to put the three-year rule in, meaning you have to hold the station for 3 years unless you can show economic destitution. Well, of course, no venture capitalists want something that has a deadline like that. And so so that went out. Now, the next thing is they continued to uphold their regulation that you couldn't own more than 7 radio stations. Well, what it actually was 7 AM and 7 FM and 7 TV, only 5 of which could be VHF. Now, with that in mind, big money interests, you got a 3-year rule, you got a limit on what you can own. You know, banks aren't lending money to a cash flow business. It's not like a business that has capital assets where you can, you know, kind of leverage them. With radio, the assets are all basically goodwill, sales, things of this nature. So this kept prices deflated, it kept ownership diversified, and it kept the major players out of the game. Well, this started to change in the 80s. And now...
Yep, Mr. Reagan said you couldn't own more than 35% of any radio station in a market area.
Well, I would not you know, I would not blame it on any president as far as that goes. There's a lot more involved.
No, it happened during his administration.
Part of it did. But the biggest, if you want to talk about his administration, I'll tell you the biggest problem to that is not how you were able to own more stations, but how you were able to finance them, because the leveraged buyout became acceptable. So now you could buy a number of things and leverage what you were buying with what you bought that you would, you know, turn around and sell. And so there were a number of reasons that it started, but what killed it, what absolutely killed it, was the Telecommunications Act of 1996, I think it was 96, but it was the end of Clinton's terms, but it doesn't matter who's in office.
Uh-huh.
But in any way, what that pretty much did was, I like to say, nobody in Washington ever played musical chairs, because now they're saying, Oh, we're not going to make any more of them. There is exactly how many they are on the same dial positions with the same frequencies. But by the way, you can own half of them. And, you know, so that became a feeding frenzy. Overnight, you had to be a buyer or a seller, because it was going to be a situation where consolidation was going to rule. And so that the Communications Act of 96 set us up for what we have. And here
we
are.
Well, the thing that interests me is I remember being in Minot, North Dakota, visiting my brother when he was in the Air Force.
Yes.
On Christmas, they had a fire caused by a railroad train.
The fire chief
went to the fire radio station and asked him to broadcast an evacuation order. And the guy said, all the radio stations on this tower are controlled out of some town on the East Coast.
No, let me
tell you
that.
They're all syndicated.
No, I'll tell you that story because I know it well, because for years I blamed Clear Channel for this. And I mean, boy, did I blame Clear Channel. I was ready to, you know, say they're an unfit licensee and all that. It turned out not to be their fault. And let me tell you, this is a big, big problem in America. And this has nothing to do with who owns what. It's the failure of our EAS system. And I was just talking with Adam back at Master Control about the test they'll do next hour on WGN. But the deal is, when that train derailed and spilled, toxic chemicals, there was no EAS notification. Now, what that meant, is, unless you were standing outside in the rail yard, you wouldn't know it. And this is a problem. I look at most states and how they put together their state plan for EAS, and it scares the living daylights out of me. The good yep. news is they're doing a lot, and granted, the internet's not infallible. If the power's down, you're dead meat. But most of the weather warnings, for instance, that are critical, very often you'll get it from right from CAP, from IPAWS, and so it'll be online that way. But hang on a minute. John says I got to do the news, so stay right where you are, and we'll talk about that. Don't go away. All sure. right, we'll pick it up right there on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. James, okay, who is that? And what does that have in common with the other two songs we've played so far? That's your theme, and there's your question. If you know the artist, you win for that right there, 888-876-5593. We have a straggler, and if we don't get an answer tonight, then we will not hold that over because it's already been a week, and we will reveal it at the end of the night. 30 years ago, a beer brewing company paid well over $100,000 to see if this was possible. Yeah, with beer, obviously. Possible to do this. Do what? All right, so you can have your own category if you want, and we'll prove that. We're going to do Lost TV Trivia with Paul, and we're going to do Charts with Jake and Skokie, December of 85. All right, well, pulling the 80s. And Johnny D, of course, wants a hominy question, but we're talking to Ron in Merrillville, Indiana, about what happened in Minot in 2002, and I'm kind of glad you brought this up, because like I say, I was the biggest detractor of Clear Channel that the world could have known after this. I went, fairly nuts, and it turns out, like I say, that the biggest failure, and I'm not, considering Clear Channel didn't have some errors, oh, they had errors, but the biggest failure was the EAS system didn't work, and Ward County admitted it, finally, and they admit that they couldn't get the current system to work because it would go down anytime there were weather incidents and stuff, so they were trying for their old backup EBS system, but that didn't work either, and on and on. The reality is that if we no longer, right now in many cases, if we don't have a nationwide alert system that actually works on the local level, we got nothing. So I think that's the biggest takeaway from Minot. Now, in terms of what Clear Channel did or didn't do, they did have at certainly at that AM at CJB, they had a guy on overnights who, by the way, couldn't get in or out because all the phone lines were down completely because everything right. was jammed. But they did have him. But apart from that, you're talking about control of Minot was made in the Twin Cities for the most part. But the point is, if you're not getting that emergency alert, and it got to be official, too, because, that's another thing, too. If you worked in radio any period of time, you have a ton of yahoos that are calling you, telling you all sorts of things that aren't true. So you don't want to get on the air based upon a listener call. You want something official, and Ward County dropped that ball, and that is horrendous.
Well, the way I understand it, the fire chief went to the radio tower, which had five different stations off of the story I heard, and the technician on duty said, "I can't do anything about it because everything's controlled out of," forget the name of the town.
Yeah, it would have been Minneapolis, St. Paul, but that's just not accurate. The person, there is somebody from fire, I don't know if it's cheap or not, but he went to the home of somebody who'd been on the air there for like 40 years as far as
that makes sense.
Right, and stations operated in a cluster. They weren't at the tower. They were where the stations are, the studios. That's not unusual either. And I'm not giving them a full pass, but I would say that 80% at least of this blame belongs to Ward County.
Well, I would like to move on to two other things if you've got time. I don't want to take any time away from the other callers. First off, it's a sad thing what happened to the University of Illinois with UConn beating them so bad.
I'll tell you what, let me interrupt you and say we have full shows all this week. If you will call me back tomorrow night when we're not doing trivia, we can talk as long as you want.
Oh, God almighty, I'll be glad to try.
All right, thanks.
You have a good evening, and go to your other callers, and I really enjoy your show.
Good to have you. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, always good to hear from Ron, who just made $10 from Nielsen. That's nice. Why not? So we'll see if he gets any other letters or anything like that. But Jack in Skokie wants charts, and we'll be doing that in a moment. I have to dig out the 80s. This requires walking across the room. And so we'll get Donna from Schaumburg's guess, and that is on our straggler in terms of spending over $100,000 to research if it was possible to get beer to do this. Do what?
Shampoo?
No. That's funny, though. I guess you could put it in shampoo, but no, I think they'd been doing it before that, and they weren't going to spend $100,000 finding out what it did to your hair.
Laundry detergent?
Nope. What else you got?
Perfume.
Oh, that's nice, too. No.
Okay.
Thanks for trying.
Have a great night.
You too. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so all good guesses, but if they did spend money researching any of that, you could almost have it be defensible. Not this, as far as I'm concerned, but then again, I'm no expert. Paul is in Buffalo Grove. How's it going tonight, Paul? What's up?
Oh, really good so far.
Good. So we're going to do Lost yeah. Trivia.
I don't know if I'm feeling lucky today or not.
Oh, sure. You're good at this. You're always good at this. Plus, I promised we'd give you multiple choice, so you can't lose.
Well, we'll try without it first.
All right. So, very good. All right. Got out my little Lost notes here. What is Desmond's son's name?
He named him after Charlie, didn't he?
Absolutely right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. The choices, by the way, were Desmond Jr., Benjamin, Ethan, Charlie, and Polar Bear.
Polar bear, huh?
Well, I guess they have to stick something in there. Yeah, that's the question. What do they used to call those on, like, SAT tests? You know, they had a name for them. But anyway,
yeah.
I mean,
before Charlie Pace died, and I guess he named him after him, he kind of probably felt guilty about it.
Yeah. Well, there you are. You're absolutely right. So hang on. Don't go away.
Alrighty, thanks.
So we have a winner there. We'll put, and as usual he is, Paul in Buffalo Grove knows his Lost trivia. All right, so let's see. And, of course, Johnny D. wants his hominin. And we've got Mark in Aurora, who wants 1973 charts. But we'll get to Jake and Skokie here in a moment. And we continue with Monday Night Trivia on WGN. WGN Friend Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? Well, they have in common with everything else we've played so far. All right, so 888-871. No, that's not right either. 888-876-5593. There you go. 876-5593. Please make a note of it. I probably should. Jake is in Skokie. Hey, Jake. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you. I could have picked 60. That'd be a lot easier, but no. That'd make it more challenging if you can't stand that. If you can stand that word.
Well, it certainly works for me. Now, of course, I wouldn't know this to save my soul, but I can look at the Billboard Hot 100 and read titles. So here we go. This is December of 1985. All right, I picked just for the heck of it, the weekend of December 21st, 1985. Number one, Say You, Say Me. Yellow operator.
Yeah, I'm still there. I know what he looks like. I can't think of it.
Well, I have to know what he sounds like. You know, you don't get to see them on. Well, actually, with videos, you do. But
I can't think of the guy's name.
Well, he was in a group. Can you think of the group?
Yeah, he was like in the Commodores.
There you go. Yes. All right.
So we'll
give you half a point for that. That's Lionel Richie. Okay. Number two.
Lionel Richie.
Number two. Broken Wings.
And not the Beatles. Paul McCartney. Broken Wings.
No, they were broken, but no.
Broken Wings. No.
That's Mr. Mister. Number three. Oh. Party All the Time.
Yeah, all the time. Why am I picked a bad year for me?
Yeah, what were you doing in 1985?
Not listening to the top 40 because I don't think it existed at that point.
Yeah,
I picked something that would be like late in the top 40. Real late apparently. But
by 85, it was back. It had gone away, but it was back. So 1983, Party All the Time, that was Eddie Murphy. Let's move on to number four, Alive and Kicking.
Ooh.
And not the group from the 60s, but the title, Alive and Kicking.
Yeah.
Simple Minds. Number five, Separate Lives.
Simple Minds, was it?
Yes, Simple Minds, yes. Number five, Separate Lives. It was a duo.
Susie Quattro and somebody?
Phil Collins and Marilyn Martin.
Oh.
Number six was Small Town.
I picked a bad year. Small Town.
It would be Johnny Cougar Mellencamp. Number seven is Election Day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least you knew it. Number seven is Election Day.
Not Election by Al Cooper, but Election Day.
Yes, that would be Arcadia. How about number eight, Sleeping Bag?
Jeez, what did I pick? Sleeping Bag. Nope.
That would be ZZ Top. Number nine, I Miss You.
Well, I'm going to read these ahead of time.
Yeah, right. That'd be Climax. And number 10 was Perfect Way.
Jeez.
And that would be a Screedy Politi. In any event, in any event, I say yes. Pick a better year next time.
I pick an earlier year.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it. By the way, I wouldn't have done any better, I guarantee you. I might have known Lionel Richie, but I'm not sure. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. So, I can't guarantee I would have. Yeah. So, yeah, by 85, right. I was absent. 888-876-5593. Actually, I had quit Billboard a few months earlier, and I wasn't listening to anything, I guarantee you. I wasn't reading any charts. I was detoxing. And doing a fine job of it, I might add, considering that I don't know what any of this was. But Frank in Wisconsin heard a bumpery nose, so all right, Frank, what'd you hear?
I heard Dramatics, Stars in Your Eyes.
And who is that?
Dramatics.
Yes, the Dramatics it is. We have a winner. All right, hang on, don't go away. All right, okay. Absolutely. That is the Dramatics. Now, why would I play that? What is it about that that has in common with everything else we played? You think about that. 888-876, we put Frank on hold. John will get that address. We'll do charts with Mark and Aurora, and a trivia guest with Donna and Oak Lawn, and hominins with Johnny D, and there's room for you, too, on WGN Radio. Oh, that's right. No break. All right. I thought we had something there. No. All right. Well, very good. I'll just keep talking, and God knows I'm good at that. Donna in Oak Lawn, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I'd like to guess what the $100,000 was spent on for your beer people.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that they wanted to add antibiotics to the beer.
Oh, that's great. It's not right. But, you know, even that, I don't think the boardroom would have gotten, you know, told them to get out of town. I can't imagine that they would. Of course, $100,000 maybe isn't a lot of money. But I would think anybody in charge would say, you're going to spend money on what?
Well, they were adding antibiotics to everything back then. So
yeah, but they would probably consider that a good expense.
Yeah, that's true.
Horrifyingly so.
Well, I'm sorry I'm wrong. I will put my thinking cap on and guess again some other time.
I will look forward to hearing from you soon. Thanks, Donna.
Thank you, Ron.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, the antibiotics thing, that makes sense. This doesn't. Well, not to me anyway, but then again, I'm no expert. Mark is in Aurora. How's it going, Mark?
Oh, I had a nice, quiet Easter. It just so happened that the radio station that plays Casey played March 31st, 1973, so I ought to be able to get all of them.
Oh, that's not fair, then. Pick one, you know, play this fairly. You know the prizes aren't worth a damn, so pick something that will challenge you, not what you heard a week ago.
Well, all right, then we'll do 1968, because I was going to lower, upper, but I'll go to another lower, 1968.
1968, this week in time?
And then I'll do 73 next week.
Okay, yeah, but try not to do the things you just heard, because that's no fun. You know, you want to have a good time remembering. I mean, granted, if the prizes meant anything, I'd say, yeah, I can understand that, but they don't. So with that in mind, we'll do the week ending April 6th, 1968. Number
right.
one, sitting on the dock of the bay.
Otis Redding.
Number two, Young Girl.
Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Number three, Valerie.
The Monkees.
Number four, Lala Means I Love You.
Oh, the Delphonics.
Yes. Number five, Since You've Been Gone, Sweet Baby Baby.
Oh. Since You've Been Gone.
I'll let you think about it. Stay right where
I'm
you
blanking.
Are. Well, we'll give you the whole news to think about it. We'll pick it up right there, coming up on WGN Radio.
Papa Top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it fell so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Papa Top again. I think I'll have another round, another one, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down.
WGN Radio. I'm Rodney James. Okay, so who's that? What does he have in common with everybody else we've played? Nat Stuckey wrote it, but he didn't have the hit. This guy had a top five record in 1967, and of course, about 22 years later, Alan Jackson covered it. But this was the original hit. Who is he? 888-876-5593. Now, we're in the middle of Mark in Aurora, who was doing marvelously with charts, as he usually does, and we're back. So we left you at number five, Sweet Sweet Baby, Since You've Been Gone.
Aretha Franklin?
Absolutely right. You didn't look it up during the break, did you?
No.
Okay. Number
no,
five.
No, I... shifted among a bunch of artists in my mind, and I seem to remember that the title Since You've Been Gone was associated with Aretha. I mean, I tried the Four Tops, the Temptations, Gladys mm-hmm. Knight and the Pits, but yeah. Fortunately I got it right.
You did. Number six, Cry Like a Baby.
The Box Tops.
Number seven, Lady Madonna.
The Beatles.
Number eight, The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, Georgie Fame.
Yeah, number nine, Love is Blue.
Oh, Paul Moriart, I love that song.
Somebody had to. Number 10, Honey.
Bobby Goldsboro.
And that's it. Very good. You got them all.
Okay.
All right, Mark.
All right.
Hang on, we'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And let's put... Mark on hold and see what we can do. Will be Johnny D and his hominid. Okay, well I know he loves his hominid, and I had a question for him here that's gone the way of all flesh. So hang on, Johnny D, he'll find it again. In the meantime, I know I will. Well, I hope so. Anyway, in the meantime, I'll talk to Gary in Austin. How's it going, okay, Gary?
Well, hey Raleigh, how you doing?
All right. So we're doing radio. Go. What?
I know the bumper, Jim Ed Brown, Papa Top.
That's absolutely right. Jim Ed Brown, the original Papa Top. Yes. So what does he have in common with everybody else you've been playing?
Oh, now that is something I haven't figured out yet.
Well, but, that's all right. You just won for that, so we'll save your radio trivia for next time.
All right.
All right, hang on.
Johnny D and everybody else.
Yes, thanks. Absolutely. Hang on. Don't go away. So 888-876-5593. Let's put Gary on hold there, confirm that address. And Rodney in Chicago is going to take a guess on our beer question. Over $100,000 to research if beer could do this. Okay, Rodney, what do you think?
Was it recreating or brewing a beer found from beer bottles found in a shipwreck on the bottom of the ocean?
Oh, my God, no, but that would be a waste of money, wouldn't it? Yeah, that
yeah, they found weak yeast, right. You know, from like a 200-year-old shipwreck, so I thought that might have been it.
You know, that may be worse than what actually happened. I didn't think it was possible, but yeah, that's not it, though. If you have any other thoughts, do call back.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, it would have been a waste of money. All right, so Stephanie and Madison, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, thank you, Raleigh. Well, Gary beat me to it. Listening to all the Mark naming all the songs from 1968, and, well, Papa Top, that, oh, man, that song has so many memories. It really, really does. Back when I was in high school. But, you know, as long as I've got you on the phone, can I do charts 1970?
I don't see why not. This week?
Hey. Yeah, that'd be fine. Right. Got it.
This week in 1970, let me grab that chart. It's here somewhere. All right, so come on, chart. Where am I? All right, yeah, actually, here we are. Very good. Number one. April 4th, 1970, by the way. Number one, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
That'd be Simon and Garfunkel.
Number two, Let It Be.
That the Beatles.
Yeah, number three, Instant Karma.
Instant Karma. That is John Lennon.
Yes. Number four, ABC.
The Jackson 5.
Number five, Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes.
Oh, God, Edison Lighthouse.
Number six, Spirit in the Sky.
Norman Greenbaum.
Number seven, House of the Rising Sun. Now, remember the year, 1970, so House of the Rising Sun.
A Frigid Pink?
Yes, number eight, The Rapper.
Oh, God, the Jaggers.
Yes, Pittsburgh's Own. Number nine, Come and Get It.
Come and Get It, oh, God.
If you want it, here it is, Come and Get It.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Badfinger. Thank you.
Number 10, Easy Come, Easy Go. I wish it went.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Easy come. Easy. Oh, God. Who is? Oh, my God.
Well, just think of the smarmiest guys you can think of back then.
Oh, God. Bobby Sherman?
Yes, there we are. You see, we have a winner. I knew you could do it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, well.
I did it.
You did it. You got the entire top 10.
Oh, my God. Can you believe it? Can I make a request for some time down the road? B-A-B-Y by Carla Thomas.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I love that song.
All right.
Anyway. Yeah.
All right, good deal.
Hey.
Hang on. We'll confirm that address. You are a winner.
Thank you, my dear. I'll talk to you again.
Okay, good. So we'll put Stephanie on hold there, and not lose her. 888-876-5593. While I again look for Johnny D's question, I guess I can talk to him and look at the same time. Not that I usually can do two things simultaneously, but Johnny D, welcome back to WGN.
Well, thank you, Raleigh. You could walk and chew gum at the same time.
I doubt it.
I do, too.
Yeah, I strongly doubt it. No.
All right. Did you find anything?
Well, I'm not sure.
You don't have to go back to the Miocene did the last question.
No.
I mean, do whatever you want.
I had found a great question, and now I've lost it because it was just a nice question. So, let's see. And one of the problems I have is I think that I may have asked you all these questions. I'm not 100% sure. I wish I could find that one now. Let me look at one other sheet because it might have been. It wasn't multiple choice. It was just you know it or you don't, but you will. All right. So here is the deal.
No, I have other things to say. I want to guess on the beer thing.
Yes.
They did something to see if beer would change colors when you were pouring it.
No, that's interesting, though.
It's the only thing I can think of, you know.
So we want
to... Wait a minute, what else did I want to say here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Gary, he knows his country guy. I thought that was George Jones.
Oh, hell no. No, that was the guy who used to be with the Browns and then became a Brown himself, Jim Ed Brown.
Is that right?
Yes, okay. Jim Ed Brown, yes. And like I say, it was written by Nat Stuckey. And it came out about the time that Papa Tops were really big on beer cans. Remember when they came out with them? And the first ones, of course, you would pull the top completely off. And so,
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd always, you know, you could see the liquor stores because the entire parking lots were just littered with the Papa Tops everywhere.
Well, they used to make chains like
that. Well, that's what I was going to say. Yes, I had a contest back then, one of the first things I did in radio. Longest Papa Top chain. And I don't remember who won it.
Yeah, them people were crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I
never put that on my rear view mirror.
Yeah. Yeah, but somebody, I think, brought like 100 feet of chain or something, you know, so I figured...
No.
Yeah, and, you know, you're supposed to, of course, consume the product yourself, but you know they didn't. They just went to the liquor store parking lot and just picked up all the old ones and made them into chain.
Yeah.
So, yes, yeah. Papa Tops, you betcha.
Ruth reminded me of this when she was talking. She mentioned Ray Charles, and earlier today... If I could request a song, people are requesting songs, so I thought I'd request one. It's a Ray Charles song. It's called "The Nighttime Is the Right Time."
Yes, okay.
And I want to request that.
Okay, I can do that. That's fair enough.
All right, I like that song.
That. Good deal. All right, so what I want to know...
Yeah, go ahead.
And this is considered the earliest fossil hominin following the evolutionary split between the chimpanzee and human ancestors, and it was recovered from Chad in 2001. It was a skull. A skull of what? It's the oldest form of hominid.
Okay. Selahanthropus chadensis.
And we have a winner.
Okay. Yeah, you brought that up before. Not that question.
Yeah, no.
Not that question. Well, I just meant you called him Selly.
Yeah, right. What I'm going to do here, I have this little hominid sticker I've been meaning to mail you, and I used to have a few of them, and now they've disappeared, so I've got this one. I'm going to get your address, and I'm going to put it in an envelope for you tomorrow. So you can have your own hominid.
No, I can
sugar.
Wait. Just
no, no.
Send it out with the,
no, you see, I'm afraid.
The
if,
other one.
I'm afraid if you wait, it'll disappear like whatever happened to the other two. So no, hang on. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. All right. So yeah, I got it. Got to get it. It's hominid X. And you might say, what is hominid X? I have no idea. I know that we got it at one of the ability expos. Yeah, where they show you neat things when you're not able. All right. Oh. It's been a while. We're going to get to Graham, who is on I-81, a beautiful interstate in Virginia. So we'll do that. And I believe we're going to do motorcycle trivia. We'll get down with your bad self. And we still have another hour after this. And, you know, our beer question will be answered at the end of the hour, next hour, because that'll be the end of the show. And we won't hold it over for 2 weeks. But so let's say again, 30 years ago, a beer brewing company paid well over $100,000 to see if it was possible to do this with beer. Do what with beer? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Let's not fight it anymore and pack your bags and close the door. Girl, I'll never leave you. Though you lied right from the start, I can't convince my foolish heart not to believe you. You've got two good men strung out, and there's not the slightest doubt that other men have loved you before. But you do your thing so well, I dream of heaven and I live in hell till I can't take it anymore. If I had 1 ounce of pride, I'd stand up a step aside, but I still love you. So I'll accept the crumbs you drop, 'cause I'm a fool and I can't stop. I'll rise above you. Let him speak up for himself, I speak for me and no one else, 'cause I'm a beggar knocking on your door. But you do your thing so well, I dream of heaven and I live in hell till I can't take it anymore.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Just absolutely love that song. It was originally written as an R&B song, and the best version ever was a flip side of a country single on Capitol that Andrew Willis did. No one's come close to that, but just great song. In any event, who is this? And yes, it's not like Andrew Willis. It's a name you know. So who is it? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Graham is on I-81. Thanks for taking me along for the ride. What's going on tonight?
Not too much. I'm riding down to a little bit north of Chattanooga, Tennessee, to pick up windows for a K car.
For a K car.
A K car.
Oh my God.
They need clear glass without tint and no lines for the defroster. And they're very hard to come by in the Northeast, because everybody ordered the defog in the back.
Oh, God.
You know, the rear defroster.
So where are you going in to get this?
I think it's Davis, Tennessee. It's just a little bit north of Chattanooga.
That's Loudoun County. I know where that is.
Yeah.
But is it a dealership or is it a junk store? What?
No, it's a junkyard.
Okay, that's what
I
thought.
And you know me.
Yeah.
You know me. I love junk.
Well, absolutely. And there's nothing better than the auto junkyard. You can find so many neat things. I know that's terrible to say. So,
oh, yeah.
So this is like Davis Auto Parts or one of those, right? Oh, God.
I think it's Charlie's Auto Parts.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Charlie's Auto Parts.
And
I don't know that one.
And then the funniest thing is that I found one in Bayville, New Jersey.
Okay, I just found Charlie's, but so here we go. I don't think this is Charlie's in Dayton, Tennessee, but that is not
Dayton,
right.
Dayton.
That's where you're going?
Yeah, Dayton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
Where I'm going.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. No, I would.
Don't mind me. I know I got to get down to. I know I've got to go down to. What's the name of that big city down there? And kind of make a left. You know, to head down towards Chattanooga, go to Knoxville and make kind of a left.
Sort of. You can take 40, I think, to 27 is the best thing to do. You know, go through. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, because that would take you through Saudi Daisy. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll let the magic telephone.
Well,
tell me how to do it. Now that I don't drive commercially, I'm going to use the retard box to tell me how to do it instead of looking at the map.
Right, but you're smart enough not to drive into the water like many people who use those things.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah. Usually I don't even bother turning it on until I get to about a half an hour away from where I'm going.
Yeah.
You know, I look at it to see what the machine says is going to be the quickest route.
Well,
because now they also tell you where there's construction traffic, so
yes,
you can avoid construction traffic.
My guess, you'll have to let me know, but my guess is you're going to take 40 to 27.
That's probably what I'm going to end up doing.
Okay.
You know, but so we'll see what happens. Whatever the thing tells me to do when I get down around Knoxville, I'll start paying attention to it.
Right, right.
You know?
And if you don't like 27, you can cut back over to 75.
Yeah. So apparently they need these windows for some kind of film shoot.
Really?
Yeah, well, you always have to have clear glass.
Huh.
Because if you're filming through the glass, it can't be tinted and it can't have lines. And I think they need extra windows because
they're planning on destroying some.
There's something they're going to shoot through them or something like that. That's
right.
What I was pretty much told.
Right, and they want spares. Yeah, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, if they need a fourth one, I can get them a fourth one from Bayville, New Jersey. I can't guarantee that I can get it out without breaking it, though.
Where is the shoot going to be?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay.
They didn't tell me that.
Okay.
That's great. There's not a whole lot of it going on right now over in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody expected everything to go fairly well back to normal. But from what I understand, the Teamsters now are negotiating their contract.
Oh.
So everybody's afraid, you know, after getting screwed up so badly by the Screen Actors Guild and writers.
Yeah.
Until the Teamsters in New York get their contracts set up, nobody wants to really start very much.
But they'll have their K-Car windshields just in case.
They'll have the K-Car windshields, you know, because there's still stuff being done for, like, Apple TV and Netflix and some of the other ones. They're using Bell Labs. I don't know if you ever saw a picture of the old Bell Labs.
Yeah, right,
Labs
Edison,
building.
New Jersey, yeah.
No, it's not in Edison, it's in Middletown.
Is it Middletown? Okay, but yes, I've been there.
It's like a George Jetson kind of building.
Without
the flying cars.
Yeah.
And so and they donated it to the town.
Oh, really?
And they actually after Bell Labs shut down, they donated it to Middletown.
Okay.
And so they've got a museum in there, and they have classrooms, and they do other stuff, and they're filming a TV show for Apple TV down there. One of my friends just brought three loads of cars down there for a week, and then dragged the three loads of cars.
Keep driving.
Yeah.
We're going to do the news, and we'll talk to you in a few minutes. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. We'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
Do you know me? was about to break my back.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. In the final hour of Monday Night Trivia, so if you don't get our trivia question this hour, I'll be revealing it at the end of the hour. Since it's a straggler from last week, we won't hold it over again. But 30 years ago, a beer brewing company paid well over $100,000 to see if it was possible to do this with beer, obviously. Over $100,000. There's research for you. What do you think it is? All right, so we're back to Graham in Virginia on I-81, heading down to Dayton, Tennessee, to pick up K-car stuff. I've mentioned it before. I hesitate to admit it, but it's absolutely true. For years, I thought when they came out with K-cars that they were made by Kmart. I really did. You know, because by then, I didn't care much about cars either way, and I figured, K-car, it's a Kmart thing. Okay. So, and the reality is it probably wouldn't have been worse if it was.
It couldn't have been any worse. Right. I mean, Chryslers have always been built by they've been designed and built by a crack team of accountants for so many years, it's not funny.
Yeah.
But then one of my friends is driving around now in his great-grandfather's 1929 Plymouth.
Oh, wow.
He never knew his great-grandfather. The car got sold and was put into a trailer.
Okay.
Back before he was born, and the person who actually owned it and knew where the title was for it is now parting with his father's stuff, and he offered him the car back.
Oh wow!
Yeah, he's driving it around. I was asking him last night when I saw him, are you out shooting at stop signs and speed signs?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I was thinking about it.
But I know when I read the history, you know, it had debuted like a Madison Square Garden, but it was Chrysler's attempt at the low-priced market. They wanted to compete with Chevy and Ford, and so they came up with this Plymouth. So it was supposed to be a low cost alternative to the upscale Chrysler, don't you know?
Yeah, the Reliant K.
Yeah, right.
And they sold a bunch of them to the post office, the government, the power companies. They were like a $4,000 car. But there's people that still go nuts over them.
Oh, yeah.
There's a farm manager who I know. He's got like 10 of them.
Oh, wow.
And one of them has a clear back window. So we might be going over and stealing the window out of that one or picking up the whole car and running it up.
No, I've seen pictures of like the 39 that had like a pop-up window in the back that you could sit in a seat back there. That looked pretty amazing. So that's in some old magazine photos, and that actually I only saw views like from the top down. But I thought, you know, that looks pretty good. Of course, everything looks good compared to what's on the road today. You know, all these things look like they're go ahead.
I snapped a picture of this guy's car last night.
Okay.
And so I'll email that over to you guys. Tomorrow morning when I'm stopped for a while.
Sure.
You know, but let's see if you got some motorcycle trivia for me.
Well, I do, actually, and you'll get it right away, I think. The first motorcycle. Okay. First motorcycle, so we're talking about motorcycle, internal combustion, petroleum-fueled engine. What was it called?
Oh.
And this would be 1885.
1885. Well, that was way before. Was it an American bike or was it German?
It was German.
It was German. Mm-hmm. Oh.
And it was Daimler that made it.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't know that one.
It was the Reitwagen, Reitwagen, the Reitwagen.
Was that was it a three-wheeler?
Well, the inventors called it the riding car, and I know, I don't know if it was a three-wheeler.
Yeah.
There was one that was a three-wheeler, the Butler petrol cycle, and mm-hmm. that was in England. But I don't think mm-hmm. that Daimler, let's see, had 0 degrees of steering access angle and no fork offset. It does not say, I don't know that it is, but the English one absolutely is three-wheeler. Oh, no, I'm looking at a picture. I looked it up at the Reitwagen.
Like a sidecar.
You know, it is a two-wheeler, the Reitwagen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now,
you'll have to check it out. I will.
Yeah. Yeah, because the British one that came out about the same time, the Butler petrol cycle, that was a three-wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, there were a lot of ones, and they made them. Some of them you were actually able to drive them from the sidecar.
Right, right. And now mm-hmm. the Reitwagen, they say it was two-wheeler plus two outriggers.
Oh, that's so you didn't fall over.
I guess. And the Butler petrol was three-wheeler plus two casters.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that mm-hmm. That's the deal. But yes, they were doing this in the 1880s.
Uh-huh, so you stumped me again.
Amazing. Amazing but true.
Yeah.
Probably just because you're tired.
But yeah, because... Nah, I'm not tired. I'll be tired in the morning when I get there.
Well, true, but take any excuse you can get.
But yeah, I will.
Right, yeah.
Okay, well, at least I got you on the radio for another 45 minutes.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to jump off so some other people
right.
can get a shot.
Well, thanks
and
for taking
John,
me.
I hope he's feeling better.
Yeah, I will. Thanks, and thanks for taking me along for the ride. I love to ride.
Okay,
all right, good
I'll
deal.
Be maybe listening to you tomorrow night.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks. All right, tomorrow we've got 3 big hours with absolutely nothing to talk about. So I guess I have, I don't know, almost 22 hours from now to figure it out. But Jimmy P. on the south side, I believe, is going to guess on our beer question. Well, hello, Jimmy P.
Hey, Riley, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
Go hanging in there, enjoying this terrible Chicago weather, raining, cold, damp, snow.
It'll change tomorrow. You know,
it'll change. Yeah. Give it a couple hours.
Exactly.
Listen, I was just sitting here thinking, they got boxed wine. I was thinking maybe do they want to make it boxed beer and put in cartons?
No, it's not putting beer in cardboard, but it's equal. In fact, it's more out there than that.
More out there than that. Listen, by the way, I don't know if you mentioned it. 40 years ago today, Marvin got...
Oh. Yeah.
That was just a little bit of trivia. 40 years today, time goes by so fast.
Doesn't it, though? Oh. And his birthday was this week, so yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
But, so...
No, absolutely.
I just took a stab at it.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you're awake. Thank you.
Yeah, I got the chance to call, so I figured I'd get it in there.
Yeah.
So. All right, Raleigh. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, so now I was trying to see if his birthday was today, but it might. It was definitely this week, but I don't remember the date. But I'm sure it's in Carol's show prep, so I could probably just look that up. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, I said I would break early, and I didn't, so now I'm telling Adam I'll break really late so you can get it in there. And just do it over me, and I'll run something into the news is how we're going to do that. And he knows what I'm talking about. And you don't have to, because you've got trivia questions, and I hope you'll try, especially the beer one, because as I say, I'll be revealing it at the end of the night tonight if you don't get it. But 30 years ago, a beer brewing company paid well over $100,000 to see if it was possible to do this with beer. Do what? 888-876-5593. In the meantime, we have James on the south side. How's it going, James?
Fine. Okay. How are you?
I can't complain. You know, just always something. You know how that is. It's always something. So.
Yeah, I'm going to take a few shots at this
the ear.
Oh, good, 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 good. I'm counting on you. You got 6 shots of it per call. Go.
Okay. Okay. Try to make it secure ED?
No. Next.
Okay. Try to make it as a gasoline?
Nope.
Okay. drink for dogs?
What? No. No, they didn't make beer for dogs and they didn't turn dogs into beer.
Okay. Well, I said, hey, it had to be out there, so I said, yes. Let's throw that one out there.
Yeah, that's that. Absolutely. Okay, I will say it is not as weird as turning dogs into beer. Nope.
Okay, basically, if you could smoke with it?
Next.
Okay, try to see if they could recycle beer?
Oh, God, no, please tell me no, no. And if they ever did study that, I don't want to know how.
Okay, try to turn beer into dairy.
Okay, no, no, the cows weren't willing.
Okay, let's see. We'll sell the last one basically for now. Will be a hair growth formula.
No. So we'll move on to World War II.
Okay.
What was the family name of the group of brothers killed during the sinking of the USS Juno at the Battle of Guadalcanal?
Okay. The O'Sullivan?
Yes, absolutely right. The Sullivan brothers. You are a winner.
And the reason why they do not have all siblings serve on the same in the same unit or boat or what have you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think during the war, I believe that if you had a brother killed, they wouldn't draft another brother.
My father had a good friend whose brother was one of the poor souls in the Arizona.
Yeah.
They did not ask for it. They said, hey, you've given one brother.
That's exactly right. Yes, yes. That I've heard that story several times by families. And what a horrible way to get out of fighting. Absolutely. Just horrible. But glad they did that. All right, you're a winner. Hang on. We'll confirm that address.
And, of course, the inspiration for Saving Private Ryan.
Yes. All right, hang on. Don't go away. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we have Cleveland Dennis and Elgin. What's up tonight, Cleveland Dennis?
Yeah, so little time and so much to say, but I'm guessing the answer is a frozen delicacy. $100,000 to figure out how to freeze beer.
No, that's not it. Oh, man. Yeah, I was wishing. Yeah, well, I would think if they'll spend $100,000 to figure out how to keep the carbonation, that would be good for my Mexican Coke, so I'd almost be on board with that, but no.
Why, they go flat?
If you freeze them? Of course. Anything.
I just don't remember that. I don't freeze that. I do slushy beer.
No.
I do slushy beer, yeah. But you know.
Yeah, slushy is fine. If it gets totally frozen,
right.
you'll pull the carbonation out of it. Now, there's a hope if you don't open the bottle at all and let it come back to room temperature before air gets it, maybe. But, man, you freeze it and you then open it and the air hits it, it's just flat as a pancake.
Wow. I used to like it flat when I was a kid. Anyhow, you know, I just have to say, because your guy that's driving from New Jersey into Tennessee to get that K-car windows and all.
Yeah.
Junkyards.
That's where he's going.
This is the time of year.
That's where he's going.
Yeah, I know. And I'm relating. This is the time of year when I was 17 years old in 1967 in high school. My buddy's uncle owned Broken Wheel Junkyard at 130th and Bel Air on the far west side of Cleveland. And then they had a small junkyard down the street. We used to work there. They didn't pay us. What they allowed us to do is take car parts home. So we'd take orders during the week for all the people that needed generators and voltage regulators, because them Fords, they were always going bad.
Yeah.
And we made money on the side doing that, and the popos thought we were stealing them, stealing the parts.
That's funny.
Because they called the cops on us. The cops came to my house.
Oh, you're kidding.
I go, no. No.
Oh, that's
I'm not kidding.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I know, because there was competition with us selling them legitimately versus the people that were stealing them. So they said, hey, these guys are stealing them. Go bust them. It was kind of laughable when you're 17, but it was surprising at the same time.
Absolutely.
But, right. Right. But always listening, Raleigh, and I don't know if I have anything I want to make a request for.
Okay. Well, if you
for
think
later
of it,
in the week.
Call me back if you think of it.
Well, I'm thinking of it right now. If
okay.
You give me a moment. I got the list here somewhere in the library, as they call it. But I heard just the other day, Laudie Miss Claudie by Lloyd Price.
Yes.
And I listened to that in some beautiful stereo, and I can't say how great that song is, and that Lloyd Price is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think he was one of the first inductees. But when you get a chance, if you could play that.
Okay, I'll do it.
I'd love it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Good deal. Thanks for calling.
Very good.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
888-876-5593. And a truly stand-up guy, good guy, and great businessman, too, thought the world of Lloyd Price. So we'll pick it up there for the final half hour on Monday Night Trivia here on WGN Radio.
There must be a black cloud hanging over my head. That's the way the saying goes. Never good luck, always bad. And take it from me, for I know the girl I love is different.
Different.
At least that's what she led me to believe. She took all of my faith and left me with disgrace. And I stand your hurt to her.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, it's a gift, but I wanted to hear it. And it fits the theme. Yeah, so that's the best part of it. Just wonderful. All right, so with that in mind, we have our question that's going to expire in less than 20 minutes, really. I'll just reveal it. 30 years ago, a beer brewing company paid well over $100,000 to see if it was possible to do this with beer. Okay. All right, Roger is in LaGrange, and Roger, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, Raleigh, was that when they put the a tablet in the beer so when you pop the top that it would fizz and make foam?
No, but that's a nice guess.
Oh. Okay, and if you could bump up the Surfing Bird, I would. Appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I think I saved myself by forgetting about that. Let me write that down, because you did want Surfing Bird, and after all, you should hear it. I mean, it's Minnesota's claim to fame there. All right.
Oh, okay.
We'll do it. Thanks.
All right,
appreciate it. You're writing down Roger, writing down Servant Bird, Trashman. Yes. All right. Sure. Why not? Now, let's see what we have. Oh, Tommy knows his bumpers. Of course he knows this. Of course you know that. Who is it?
Hello, Roddy. How are you?
All right. How about yourself, Tommy?
Great show tonight again.
Thank you. Thank you.
I feel okay. That Dramatics you played earlier was really great. Yeah. I haven't heard that in years.
Yeah.
And I just heard a bumper by Major Lance.
Yes, you did.
Nothing about it.
I just think that's such a wonderful song. Yes.
Yeah, he was Chicago soul for real.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that combination of him and Curtis Mayfield writing the stuff, man, it was just divine.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That was the OK label. Okay.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Purple label.
Absolutely. Well, it was in those years. Yes, you betcha. All right. Well, hang on. You're a winner.
Thanks, Robbie.
Yeah. All that stuff on OK was so great. And that was distributed by Epic for a while, and which is amazing that they actually had hits, considering Epic's inability to know anything about R&B. But, you know, that's another subject. So 888-876-5593. Sherry is in Naperville. What's up, Sherry? Sherry has gone away. All right, well, it's bound to happen. Now, you haven't, though, I can tell. So trundle over your phone right about now and answer my beer question. 30 years ago, a beer brewing company paid well over $100,000 to see if it was possible to do this. All right, so do what? And as I say, it's insanity. I can't believe they ran it by a board of directors. Though then again, who knows? I've got a related study, too, which is even stranger. But, yeah, over $100,000 for this. $100,000 for what? All right, so we've got, let's see, Carl in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
Hanging in there, hanging in there. You know, it's funny. When I was younger, I was dating a girl. She was a redhead, and she had real curly hair.
Yeah.
And we went to a drive-in, and I was smelling her hair, and I said, "Why does your hair smell like beer?" And she goes, "I use beer to straighten my hair."
Yeah.
I said, "What?" She goes, "Yeah, yeah." She says, "When it gets humid out, my hair gets really and unbelievably curly, kinky." And, yeah, so she claimed, well, yeah. Anyway, so they might have thought beer could straighten your hair.
No, actually, they knew about it long before that, believe it or not. And what it is, there's a couple proteins in beer that nourish hair follicles, and they bind with the cuticles when you wash with it, and so it makes hair appear smoother. And so this is a well-known thing. Just like people, I knew beauticians who always would shampoo with eggs, for instance. So same kind of thing. So it's supposedly strengthening the cuticles, and they've known that a long time.
Yeah, I was dating her in the 60s.
Yeah.
And we were at a drive, and I was smelling her hair, and I'm going like, why does your hair smell like beer? You
know? Right, right. It does improve appearance, texture, but all the experiments where they were trying to find out if it would regrow hair, no, it won't regrow hair, but this is stranger than that.
All right, I'll be listening for it. You take care.
All right, thanks. Appreciate
bye-bye.
It. So yeah, the beer thing is well known. And by the way, it's supposed to be decarbonated. You're supposed to warm it. Now, I don't know, never tried it myself. Seemed like too much damn trouble, but what do I know? So 888-876-5593. Sherry is back from Naperville. All right, Sherry.
Hey, Raleigh. So glad to be back with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wasn't going to guess any beer questions. It sounded so weird, but I did research beer, and I'll tell you that on another night, because we had Naperville breweries, and it's an interesting story, I'll tell you, but I'll save that for another day. The K-Car, I mean, there's been, what, like 3 calls on K-Cars?
Yes.
At least? All right. So I got a funny story. My relatives, my first two cars I drove, I didn't have to buy. They were my parents', but I had to pay $1 a mile. And when it was gas was 40-something cents. But anyway, and then my first car was my aunt's car. And then that I bought, and my when she was selling my second car, my brother want my brother wanted my first car, and my mother told me when I got my first job after graduate school, you better take this K car. Well, when I go down I-5, it used to be called, which is now I-80. If you try to go 60 miles an hour and run the air conditioner, like, you slowed down.
Well, sure. I mean, most of these, the powertrain was a two-cylinder engine, like 2-liter engine.
It was
you know?
A four-cylinder Mitsubishi right. engine in a
yeah,
A-car.
Like right. But they had them. They had a bunch of them that were like I say, 2.5 liter, or you know, a few were V6s.
Yeah.
Even so,
it was not a Supreme.
No.
350 rocket engine that I bought from my aunt, my first car, mm-hmm. which my brother wanted. And I traded up, and it was stupid of me. But anyway, I would go to work in Lombard, and I would go down Highland Avenue north, and get off on 22nd. And at one point, so I had this K car that my parents sold me. It was a fake Woody kind of car, and I had an identical one, stopped at the same stoplight I did, coming in an opposite direction, and it was a black couple, and the wife pointed to me, I'm assuming the wife, pointed at me, you know, I couldn't hear anything, and she laughed, and he laughed. Because we both had the same stupid cars, you know.
Yeah, well, there you are. And what's really interesting is that stupid car saved Chrysler.
How so?
Well, because they were filing for bankruptcy when they came out with this, and it was wildly successful.
Oh, because it was cheaper to buy?
Well, the deal was in... Before 1980, Chrysler was literally expected to collapse, period. And what the K car did, they reported their first profit in a while in 1980, the first profit in a couple of years. And so that's when they started going crazy on let's have a lot of different K platform bodies and badge engineered variants and all that kind of minivans and all that. And it cost them a fortune in design, but ultimately it brought in enough money that they were 50% of Chrysler's operating profits.
Okay, and I just want to mention, I cannot tell you how many different friends of mine asked me to, because it had like the little rack on top, asked me to come Christmas tree shopping with us.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Can you come to Sears because I want to buy this radio saw and I don't have anything to put it
right.
in? Or, I mean, it was just so funny. Or a girl that at a bar that our company used to go to and then go back and check our data and everything. But I need to move, but I don't trust the movers with my crystal glasses and stuff. And it was so funny. Yeah, I had so many friends. It wasn't even funny. But, I mean, not friends, but I mean, I admired the people I helped.
Right.
It wasn't like a user thing. But that car was wonderful for me.
Well, it was wonderful for you until it wasn't.
Kind of went.
Right. And it was wonderful for Chrysler, too. All right. Good stories. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you, too.
All right.
Thank you.
So yeah, they did very well, but tremendously underpowered cars. But that helped them because that was, remember, the first gas crisis in 73, 74, and then the next gas crisis in 79. So that helped them. So we'll get to James on the south side, and there's waning moments here if you're going to answer my beer question. If not, I'll reveal it. And like I say, it's out there. Man, oh, man. Well, James will have, you know, six guesses out of his 420 he's normally going to give us, but we'll allot him six, and then we'll reveal it, unless you want to get in the action right now. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Well, I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
said you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, oh. I got worries, oh, oh. I've got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain. I said, just to ease my pain. I got troubles, oh, oh. I got worries, oh, oh. I came home again. But I woke up this morning, you were on.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's our final bumper stumper. It was bad enough by the Wii 5, but who is this? And what does he have in common with everything else we played tonight? So what are your guesses on that? And what about this beer? All right. Over $100,000 to see a beer could do this. Do what? All right. Naoto in Japan is calling in. All right. Thanks for calling. What do you think?
Yeah, I think maybe beer can be used for resuscitation, like resuscitate people.
Nope. But it's a nice guess.
I have another guess.
Okay, go for it.
Like, people can survive only by drinking beer.
Okay, no. Okay, next.
Okay, by the way, did you see my email?
No, you sent me an email?
Last week I emailed you about
did.
Motorcycle.
Right, so what? Give me the start of your email address and I'll search for it.
Right now?
Okay. Actually, I won't ask you to do that on the air. I'm going to put you on hold when we're done so you can tell John what your email address is, and I'll search for it. Yeah, I don't want
all
of America to hear it. All right, so you got other guesses?
No.
Okay, then hang on. Don't go away. All right, yeah, because I want to see it. I knew that Naoto was going to send us something, and I looked, but I did not see anything. So we'll put him on hold, and that's where that'll go. All right, so James on the south side, what do you think?
Okay, I'm going to go with retarded.
Next.
Okay, blood substitute.
Next.
Okay, ink. Okay, substitute for ink.
Ink, no.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to the moon on this.
All right.
Okay, jet propulsion.
No.
Okay, to get off of drink.
Nope. That's four.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. To improve growth.
Nope. That's five.
Okay. We're going to go with, let's just say basically, to repair tissue damage.
Nope. Now, I'll tell you, of the six, one of them was at least in the right arena. None were close, but one of them at least was in the right arena. So I'm going to put you on hold to think about that a few minutes, and then you can tell me what you've come up with. Don't go away. All right, so Cleveland Dennis is back. All right, what'd you hear, you know?
Yeah, well, Crispy and St. Peter, you were on my mind. Now, that wasn't a big hit where I was from, but
no,
I know that sound, and
yes.
I know what it's all about.
Yes, well, that's interesting that you're willing to publicly admit you would know a Crispy and St. Peter's record. I wouldn't have admitted it, but you're right.
Yeah.
So what did he have in common with everybody else we played?
Everybody used three names.
Nope. No three names. It's also not that they're all dead, okay, because one of them was alive. All right. Thanks for trying.
I can't put it all together, but it's a great show tonight.
Well, I appreciate that. Hang on. I'll have John confirm it. Don't go away. Get another win for you there. You'll get another tablet or something. Don't go away. All right, eventually. So now we're going to see you giving James one answer. I said you were in the right arena, so give me your final tally. What do you think?
Okay, I am going to say that oh, goodness. I'm going to say, substitute for endocrine or what have.
All right. Here's the deal. It's not, by the way. 30 years ago, a beer brewing company paid well over $100,000, $130,000 to be exact, to see if it was possible to brew beer in space. In 1993, Germany's Beck's Brewery paid NASA $130,000 to place a tube of beer aboard the space shuttle to determine whether beer produced in a weightless environment fermented faster and was less likely to produce a hangover. Now, what's really frightening is there was a related study. Researchers at Denmark's Delft University of Technology spent 6 months devising a way to get beer out of a keg and into astronauts' mouths in space. After adjustments, the beer smoothly came out of the tap, floating in space in portions the size of ping pong balls.
Oh, boy.
Talk to you later. Thanks.
Okay, that is weird.
Yeah, I told you.
That's weirder than what I was thinking.
Yep. Yeah, well, you said jet propulsion. I thought, well, brewing beer in space is sort of along those lines. All right, thanks. All right, so there you have it. Yes, $130,000, Beck's Brewery, to find out if they could brew beer in space. All right, our bumper stumpers. I'll give you all the artists, but firstly, every one of the singers, or if it was a group, the lead singer, had a birthday this week. All of them are dead except for one. The one was the lead singer of Sha Na Na. We played Remember Then, 1969, on Kama Sutra. Henry Gross was the lead on that. He's still alive. Everybody else, over and done. Dupree's did Goodnight, My Love, 1958, on Heritage. Joey Van on lead. Birthday today. Platters, Shake It Up Mambo. Yeah, it was Tony Williams of the Platters. Dead, of course. The 5th of April was his birthday, 1954 on Federal. Like I say, Henry Gross of Sha Na Na would have had a birthday today. Dramatics, I'm Going by the Stars in Your Eyes, 1975 on ABC. Lenny Mays sung lead on that, a little unusual for the Dramatics, but he did several leads on that particular album. He would have had a birthday on the 5th this Friday. Jim Ed Brown would have had a birthday today. Dead Papa Top, again, 1967 on RCA. Billy Joe Royal did Till I Can't Take It Anymore, 1989 on Atlantic. And he's, of course, no longer with us, but would have had a birthday on the 3rd of April. Billy Bland doing The Mule, 1963 on Old Town. He, too, no longer with us, would have had a birthday Friday. Major Lands, Think Nothing About It, would have had a birthday on Thursday. And Crispy and St. Peter's, also not with us anymore, 1965 on Jamie, You Were On My Mind, would have had a birthday on Friday. So they all, either the artists or the lead singers of the groups, would have had birthdays this week, and they all were dead except for Henry, who, as far as I know, is in good health. All right, so that concludes our beer question and our show. Full shows all this week. I hope you'll join me tomorrow night, 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for keeping you in line and answering your calls. Most of all, I thank you for calling. It makes the show a pleasure to do. I hope you'll do it again tomorrow night. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.